Most ballot referendums proposing constitutional changes are written in very drab and sometimes even confusing language. But the proposal to change the state's constitution to allow up to 7 new gambling casinos is different. It says the amendment would allow the legislature to authorize up to 7 casinos for the purpose of promoting job growth, increasing aid to schools, and permitting local governments to lower property taxes through revenues generated. The word gambling is never mentioned.
It's more spin than a roulette wheel,
says Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
They could have easily just put a period after the words seven casinos, because that's all the constitutional amendment does. It doesn't do anything else. It is a very simple, short, actual document that says that basically amends the state constitution, which prohibits gambling, to allow up to 7 facilities to run casinos.
The actual wording of the change to Article 1, Section 9 of the state's constitution is to allow casino gambling at no more than 7 facilities as authorized and prescribed by the legislature. Any predictions of how the casinos might benefit New Yorkers are left out. Lawmakers justify adding the favorable descriptions because they also passed a bill that accompanies the constitutional change. It says that some of the money expected to be generated from the casinos would be directed to schools and local governments, and presumably the casino owners would need to hire workers to run them. Dr. Stephen Schaefer, a retired physician who runs the Coalition Against Gambling in New York, says he first learned of the wording of the referendum when an Associated Press reporter called him.
I was horrified by the extreme degree of bias in placing the ballot measure at the number one position, which it didn't deserve by custom, and in embroidering the simple words of the second passage.
Schaefer says he and other anti-gambling advocates immediately researched the laws governing the wording of ballot amendments. They discovered that lawmakers do have lots of wiggle room.
Like saying something like, shall be presented by the legislature as it sees fit, or words like that.
Schaefer says it's equally true that adding more gambling facilities could increase the number of gambling addicts in New York, but he says that isn't mentioned in the referendum.
With all addictions, convenience creates opportunities for exposure and therefore for the development of addiction and problem gambling.
And he says it's an open question whether additional casinos will promote additional job growth or not. In places like Atlantic City, for instance, surrounding businesses have actually suffered by being near the casinos. Right now, no one is taking credit for the wording of the casino amendment proposal. A spokesman for the State Board of Elections says the 2 Democratic and 2 Republican commissioners on the board talked among themselves and decided unanimously on the language. Spokesman John Conklin says the commissioners also decided that the casino gambling expansion referendum should be the first one of 6 proposals that voters will see on the November ballot. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.